Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Yesterday on the podcast, we talked about identifying the wolf in ministry. And one of the things we talked about was that they pull people after themselves. I made the statement, they circle the wagons around their ministry. They don't encourage you to be fed anywhere else. Everybody else is wrong, etc., etc. I want to give you another one. Paul closes the 31st verse of Acts 20 by saying that he's been warning you of this, everyone, night and day with tears. So now, brethren, verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. So I think Paul's final shot is, look, the word of grace should be building you up and giving you an inheritance. So this is how you can determine if what you are hearing is grace. If you are not built up and you are not being introduced to what is yours through the inheritance, you are not hearing grace. And Paul is saying the wolf is not going to do this. He's not going to build you up, and he's not going to let you know about your inheritance. Now, I want to say this, and I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm not going to name any names or ministries. But I spent a big chunk of my, not just my ministry, but my life, following basically a particular ministry, but several ministries, in which I never got those two things. They did not build us up. They did not tell us what was ours in the inheritance. Instead, the gospel, quote-unquote gospel, was always tearing down. It was always attacking what was wrong with us, always trying to get re-crucified, always trying to kill off the old man. All it focused on was beating down. In fact, our whole philosophy was if you went to church and all you did was come out feeling good, you probably heard a false gospel. Feeling bad was all part of the mark of having the truth, is the way we felt. And secondly, I was not told about my inheritance because you weren't inheriting anything. You were getting what you deserved. And an inheritance could be taken by lazy people. But you weren't lazy. You should be full of the Spirit, and here's what you ought to do for it. And I know now that I was hearing the wolf. I don't care how popular the wolf is. I was hearing the wolf because the wolf will not allow you to be built up and not allow you to understand that you have an inheritance. Because here's the problem. If you have an inheritance, then it's yours. And you don't have to have other people to tell you what to do, to lead you and instruct you in how to live. Paul does not say that you are overseers and you need to be telling people how to live. No, he just has them protecting sheep from wolves. That's it. That's the whole purpose and calling of a pastor, an elder, an overseer, an under-shepherd, is to protect flock from wolves. It's not to get the flock to make them wealthy. It's not to get the flock to validate their sermon or their importance or their ministry. They already have the Holy Spirit teaching them the difference in right and wrong, good and evil. They already have the Holy Spirit leading and guiding them into all truth. The overseer is just to keep people off their back. And Paul is fantastic at this because his whole ministry is the grace of God and the kingdom of God. All right, tomorrow we'll talk about those final few statements of his message to the pastor's conference in Miletus. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.